relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news? Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com.
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
6 feet worth of social distancing? I do mine at 750 yards with a 50 cal. That's what I did this weekend. It was essential. I had to get out. It was a farm, and we tested my Barrett 50 cal. Man, it was fun. No, I didn't shoot anybody. Media matters. Calm down. Keep typing, though, because I love the transcript. We went out this weekend, and we had fun. We kept our distance from everybody there, but it was, you know, 600 acres, and we had some fun. And man, is that a cool gun. Sitting in my safe far too long, we aired it out, and it is a doozy. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We are back with so many calls. Oh, my gosh. What are you going to do with them? But first, as I promised in the last segment, fascinating audio. Just 29 seconds from our buddy Gordon Chang, who was on the show last week talking to Fox News about what's really going on in China. Gordon Chang on Fox, cut four.
What's really of concern, though, is that this has probably jumped to other cities, especially those on the east. So, for instance, Shanghai, Beijing are probably experiencing a substantial number of cases that China's not talking about. And the reason why we can suspect that is because in Shanghai, many of the tourist attractions have indeed been shut down in the last 3 or 4 days after being reopened just a week before. So that's a real indication that there's a problem in the big cities.
So did you get that? China's saying, oh, no new fatalities. It's okay. But then in Shanghai and elsewhere, they're reopening for business only to shut everything a few days later. What? Why is that? Because they're lying to you. Because they're communists. But the Orwellian ideal of controlling everything isn't just in communist nations. We have very disturbing video footage from Manhattan. This was caught by a CBS reporter, I believe, who was just walking along this promenade when he spied something in the sky, which was straight out of RoboCop. This is the local authorities in New York using a drone to demand you keep your social distance. Play video.
The anti-COVID-19 volunteer Toronto task force, please maintain a social distance of at least 6 feet. Again, please maintain social distancing. Please help stop the spread of this virus, reduce the death toll, and save lives. For your own safety and your family's safety, please maintain social distancing. Thank you for your cooperation. We are all in this together.
For those of you who are listening, no, that wasn't a man standing on the street corner with a megaphone. That was a drone flying above joggers, people in the park. It really was something totally dystopian and very, very un-American. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to Diane in Cleveland, who wants to talk to us about the Prime Minister of the UK, Boris Johnson, whose condition has worsened, as we reported in the last hour, is now in an ICU unit because of his coronavirus infection. Welcome, Diane.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Gorka. It's a great honor to speak with you. I love your show, and thank you for being there for us.
Don't mention it. Thank you so much.
I wonder if you might get a dosage of that hydroxychloroquine and zinc across the pond to Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
I am certain. I am certain he has been given both the cocktail of hydroxychloroquine and the Z-Pak.
and along with zinc. I'm certain of it, Diane.
Oh, that's wonderful, because then we might expect to hear maybe tomorrow even that he's on his road to the recovery.
Yes, and then what will the American media say about hydroxychloroquine? Won't that be interesting?
Medical advisors say.
Yes, indeed. What will Dr. Fauci, who says, we have to have clinical trials. Dr. Fauci, I'm sorry. No, you don't need to have clinical trials if you have success rates, thousands of which already. We played the video from a doctor here in America who gave numerous coronavirus patients the cocktail. I'm calling it the Trump cocktail now. And within hours, his patients lost their coronavirus symptoms. Truly stunning. Diane, don't worry, but let's all of us keep Prime Minister Boris Johnson in our prayers. Thank you for calling, and thank you so much for your kind words. Let's go to somebody who's been waiting a long time in Orange County, line 5. Is it Alexis?
Hello, it is me again.
Hello.
Bless you so much for hanging in there for all of us in the nation. I wanted to say regarding the Second Amendment and Pelosi and her clan, ironically, it's backfiring on them, isn't it?
Oh, indeed. Indeed. We have never seen, the FBI, I mentioned it on Friday, we have never seen so many guns sold in America as we have right now. Did I mention this on the show at the weekend? I took a friend of mine. He's never shot, and he wanted a gun, and I walked him through everything, and I said, look, you got to train, and he dropped $1,100. On a high-quality handgun. And that was thanks to, I think, the Democrats scaring people with things like drones flying above them, pretending that they're police officers.
I love it. Also, I wanted to say regarding the zinc.
Yes.
And I've told all my friends about it for years and years. I've been using it.
Was it Jeff that told you? Was it Mr. G that told you to use it?
No. I've been using it for over 5 years.
Okay, good.
I know, and whenever I feel even slightly of getting a cold, I just take one. The next day I feel better. Just recently, during the shutdown, I was locked in, and I was feeling like I was starting to get a cold. I was born with bronchitis and can't take antibiotics.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's a little scary, yeah. I was taking them just, the zinc on the regular basis for a couple of days, and it just never goes anywhere beyond that, and I feel well.
You sound like my producer, Alexis. That's why I take it now. I'm completely convinced.
I swear by it.
And now we have even more reason. Thank you, Alexis, and thank you for your kind words. Somebody's been waiting a long, long time in Florida. Kenny, line 4, welcome aboard. And thank you for your patience.
Thank you, Dr. Gorka. I really appreciate you taking the call.
Sure.
I thought this was an opportunity to bring up the idea of, because the coronavirus, it didn't matter whether it was China or another country. The fact that, we weren't able to come up with some of these supplies on our own, breathing machines and even masks, that it really makes me really believe that we need to have more of a manufacturing renaissance back in this country.
Completely.
And I'll slightly beg you to see if maybe you could have a small segment every week to touch on it so we can kind of develop it. And everybody can send in their ideas and all that. I'm willing to pay more for
yes,
products.
So am I. Just because it's cheaper, why, that's not a reason to have everything made in China.
Right. And with technology and all that, there's websites that could be developed and, entrepreneurs and all that. Just the idea of making products makes you feel good.
This is fascinating. There is a spiritual component to this. When you actually make something through the work of your hands or with a tool, you're imparting part of yourself to this. So you're absolutely right. Making so anybody who's done woodwork, anybody who's worked on a car, anybody who's worked on a lathe understands the joy. It's not just drudgery. There is something truly spiritual about manufacturing, and that's why you restore our nation's spirit when you bring these things back. Thank you, Kenny, for this programming suggestion. Let me ruminate on that. In the meantime, two audio cuts. I have so much audio. Two things I want to share with you. We have two governors who really don't understand America. We have Gretchen Whitmer and we have Jay Inslee, who just don't understand how America works. And I want to show you that these are two politicians in America. Let's listen to Gretchen Whitmer on Fox News, Cut 6.
300 ventilators will save 300 lives, maybe 600 if we can. I use one vent for two people like doctors are working on here in Michigan. But I will say this, not having a national strategy where there is one policy for the country as opposed to a patchwork based on whomever the governor is something that I think is creating a more porous situation where COVID-19 will go longer and more people get sick and sadly more lives may get lost.
So states are irrelevant and who governors are irrelevant. And just listen to Jay Inslee, also Cut 7.
This is ludicrous that we do not have a national effort in this. To say we're a backup, I mean, the Surgeon General alluded to Pearl Harbor. Can you imagine if Franklin Delano Roosevelt said, I'll be right behind you, Connecticut. Good luck building those paddle ships. We need to nationally mobilize using the Defense Procurement or Production Act so that we can get these companies, instead of making cup holders, start making visors.
I guess every state in the nation should make aircraft carriers from now on, including Vermont and Montana. Gosh, these people are stupid. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on Salem Radio Network, pushing back on the prevaricators, the propagandists, and the liars, because we are in a war for the soul of our nation.
My guy. Good Thank job. You, How's your new show going? Good?
Very well, thank
I
you.
Heard good.
Thank you indeed, Mr. President. Yes, we're back. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump, and this is America First. And I'm so excited! Judy, I haven't been ignoring you. Mike, who made my beautiful 6-foot-tall trail walking stick, I haven't been ignoring you either. And all of you, the hundreds of texts that I have been getting every single day. I've got my text phone working again. Thank you, Lisa, and everybody at Patriot Mobile. Just now, we got it back to working. So if you want to text me, don't overdo it, Julie. Okay, 31 in a day, it's a little much. But everybody else, you can text me as much as you like. Judy as well. The number is 703-869-1262. The PatriotMobile.com text line number, 703-869-1262. And I read every single one. If you haven't watched it already, my friends, you have got to watch No Safe Spaces. It's Dennis Prager and my friend Adam, my new friend, Adam Carolla's great movie that has a 99% fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes, which is just stunning, but not really because I've seen it and it is that good. You can download it now. You can stream it. You can order the DVDs and 25% off if you go to nosafespaces.com and use the promo code SAVE25. That's nosafespaces.com, SAVE25. And then, before we get to our guest, great article, just sent to me by Mr. G. This is from the Detroit Free Press. Detroit representative says hydroxychloroquine and Trump helped save her life. This is from Lansing, Dateline Lansing. A Democrat state representative from Detroit is crediting hydroxychloroquine and Republican President Donald Trump, who touted the drug, for saving her in her battle with the coronavirus. State Representative Karen Whitsett, who learned Monday that she had tested positive for COVID-19, said she started taking hydroxychloroquine on March 31st, prescribed by her doctor. Oh, I wonder if he's waiting for a trial as well. After both she and her husband sought treatment for a range of symptoms, quote, it was less than 2 hours before I felt relief. Who had experienced shortness of breath, swollen lymph nodes, and what felt like a sinus infection. She is still experiencing headaches, she said. Less than hours. Oh, yeah, but it kills fish tanks. No, what does it do? Oh, no, that's the other thing. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. It is working. We are seeing the end of the bell curve. There is good news from New York, from Italy. As the president said, this will end too. Let's go to our penultimate guest for the show today. It's a gentleman I met because whenever I go to a new part of America, I check out the local gun stores. And to my credit, no, to my surprise, I was in California. I was in Thousand Oaks, and I thought, it's California. It's not going to be good, is it? It's going to be, you know, weird guns that the government lets you have and then nothing else. But I decided to check out this wonderful store called VC Defense. And my, oh my, what is it? Was an Aladdin's cave. And I met its owner, John von Collin, who is with us today. John, welcome to America First.
Sebastian, nice to hear from you.
It's been too long. It's been too long, my friend. Now, you got in touch with me via Instagram after our meeting because things are happening in California that shouldn't be happening. Can you talk to us about your experience with your store, VC Defense?
Yes. I'm so surprised. We have a new sheriff in town, literally, as of a couple of years ago. Great guy. Very nice guy. He came on right after our borderline mass shooting incident, literally a day or two later. I met him. Nice guy. But apparently he's not the guy we used to have, which made up his own minds on things. And it's not just him. Essentially, the county of Ventura, thought of as conservative, sort of, really purple, has become anti-gun overnight. The health director is the chief law enforcement officer, apparently, right now. They suspended the Constitution like they have everywhere else, but they deemed it necessary not to include, but actually to seemingly declare firearms shops not to be essential. And we're under orders to shut down like everybody else, although I have not received official orders, just a phone call from our police chief stating that you should do this if you're named. You're
so just a phone call. Just a phone call.
Correct. Yeah, but I understand that it's coming from the health department. They are going to be serving every single gun shop in the county and only gun shops in the county. They have served no other businesses yet that they are ordered not to operate. As of Saturday, there were at least three gun shops in the county that I visited that were still in operation. I won't name them. Don't want to cause anybody trouble. But, yeah, we are shut down because we are under the sheriff's department purview as a contract city. Simi Valley and Oxnard have their own police departments, so they don't like to step on each other's toes. So the county is going to come in and the health director and override, seemingly, you know, maybe at the threat of the DA taking action.
So what are you going to do? You were talking to VC Defense's John von Collin. Can you, because I've seen your store. I was really impressed. The ARs, the selection of weapons, the Cerakoting, it was top-notch stuff. Can you guys band together? Can local stores do something? What is your plan B, John?
Yeah, well, what we're doing, we don't want to go to jail because it's a misdemeanor arrestable offense if they choose to push it. So we're shut down doing what we can. You know, things are online. We have firearms on our website. We're trying to add them as we can, but not start paperwork until they actually lift the quarantine, which is currently scheduled to be lifted on 420. Interesting number they chose here in Ventura County. So what we're doing, we're contemplating legal action, of course, stay tuned on that. It's going to be interesting. They apparently haven't seen the action of various friends of ours in this business. They may not realize the tiger's tail they've grabbed onto.
Not only that, my friend, they seem to have missed what the president and the Department of Homeland Security said about 10 days ago about gun manufacturers and gun stores being essential to America. My friend, please keep us posted. If you're in California, if you're in the Thousand Oaks, Ventura County area, check out John's Store, vcdefense.com. Keep us posted. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. My phone is blowing up, guys. You're just texting me like crazy. But please, I have a new phone. The number's the same, but it's a new phone. So sign your text so I know who you are, Judy and Mike and everybody else. The text line number of Patriot Mobile, thank you so much, 703-869-1262. That's 703-869-1262. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Next, we have somebody who's going to explain to us what's missing in the conservative approach to ethnic minorities and to places that we think may be going purple as well. The stakes are too high. We will come out of the coronavirus, and then we have an election to win. 210 days left. The stakes could not be bigger. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
Welcome back, friends. Are you a fan of social media? It can be rather useful. You can meet new friends, you can get information, and also you can find guests for your program, which is exactly what my muse did yesterday. You know who my muse is. And that's why we are going to be joined right now by Sergio Sanchez, program director for 710KURV, the Valley's news talk station. Are you there, Sergio?
Hello, Brother G. Thanks for calling.
Brother G, I like that. I don't know if that's a demotion or just a sideways thing, but from Dr. G to Brother G, we were talking in the break, Sergio. Tell us, I thought things would be kind of, I don't know, a little bit more normal where you are in Texas, but you said you went to a big box store yesterday, and what was the percentage of people who were wearing masks yesterday?
Yeah, about a week ago, easily about half the people that were going to stores were wearing masks. And I swear yesterday, it must have been north of 90%. I think probably the people that didn't have masks likely didn't own a mask or a scarf or a bandana. They just kind of walked around because they didn't have anything yet. But, yeah, pretty much everybody's wearing masks. And, oh, and by the way, my county judge here, you're calling an area that's right on the U.S.-Mexican border.
Right.
Hidalgo County, McAllen, Texas. Still blessed soil. We're still on the U.S. side, north of the river. But my county judge, and this county about a million people plus now, he's thinking, like, later today, he will change the stay-at-home, shelter-at-home order and include a mandatory, you must wear something to cover your face. So that's coming. Works. But we interviewed him earlier this morning on our morning program.
And what kind of an interview was that? Was that a hostile, a friendly? How did you run that, Sergio?
No, it's generally respectful. It's respectful. You know, he's the county judge, and, you know, we're all good here. He has something to say. You really can't push back against the machine that much. I mean, they are the authority, and if they, you know, they say shelter at home, like pretty much all of the counties and big cities have in the country, then I suppose you shelter at home for a season. But then at some point, we'll be demanding our liberties sometime in the future.
What does demanding your liberty look like to you?
Lord, I hope it doesn't involve firepower. You know, that's rather extreme. But at some point, things need to get back to normal because this is unsustainable the way things are. I mean, we started the clock, in April, had to do a whole thing to the end of the month. And we've got this so-called stimulus, so-called relief, so-called CARES Act that's indebting our great-great-great-great-grandchildren to the tune of another $2 trillion plus dollars.
So far.
Yeah, right? So far. Yeah, it's another one. There's another one coming up here pretty soon. That's stimulus. That's infrastructure-based. Another two plus trillion. And that $2 trillion is not, by the way, that doesn't come from Nancy Pelosi or any noodle-spined Republican in the Senate side. That comes from the president himself, President Donald Trump. Hey, this would be the time to borrow some 0% interest T-notes from China. You know, let's get all that paid for it, infrastructure and bridges and all that. What is normal? Ask me, how do we get back to normal? Ask me in mid-June when I expect all of this to kind of disappear, because on the medical side, I was blessed this morning to speak with our Food and Drug Administration Commissioner, Dr. Hahn. We were one of a few stations that he called today. And I mean, we've got stuff on leading-edge medicine that's attacking this issue, whether it's people providing blood donations, people who already went through coronavirus and they might have the answer, you know, coursing through their veins, or even this hydroxychloroquine/add a little bit of ZPAC to it, and that's showing great promise for people.
No, we've been discussing that all day today, and the incredible behavior of the media collectively and also the left in trying to shoot down something which clearly is bringing relief and is curing those who are suffering the most. We're talking to program director and show host at News Talk 710 KURV, Sergio Sanchez. Follow him at Sergio Talk, and we'll get to the meat of what I wanted to ask him in a moment. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, streaming on YouTube and Facebook, also available on iTunes TV. Don't forget to follow us at Seb Gorka on Twitter and 24/7. If you missed anything, you can go to sebgorka.com, SEBGORKA.com. We are broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor is an incredible product that has brought me pain relief twice now. Originally, I started taking Relief Factor because of a lower back pain issue that I had suffered with for 9 years, almost a decade. I took it for 2 weeks, and my back pain was gone, and that was 16 months ago. Then, just over a month ago, I had knee surgery. I've told you about it. It was pretty horrific. It was having my patella, my knee, drilled into, nice 11-inch scar on my knee. I got off those synthetic painkillers as soon as I could and took Relief Factor instead. Why? Because it's natural, it's 100% drug-free, and it works by affecting the source of the pain, which is the inflammation. Tens of thousands of Americans are taking it right now, and you should too if you are suffering from daily pain. See the incredible video testimonials at ReliefFactor.com and then order your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You deserve to be the next success story, and I guarantee you, if you try it for 3 weeks, morning and evening, as do I, you will know at the end of those 3 weeks if Relief Factor works for you like it works for me. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. Back with our special guest, Sergio Sanchez, momentarily here on America First.
Making sense out of today's nonsense, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
It seems as if the hysteria is across the nation and the globe. At least we have somebody, a pragmatist in the White House, who's tamping down on all the fake news. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump, and this is America First on the Salem Radio Network. We are back with our good friend Sergio Sanchez to talk about what's going on in the Rio Grande Valley. Sergio, welcome back to America First.
Thanks for the call.
Now, what do you consider your identity to be? Is there such a thing as a Mexican American, Sergio?
For some people, I suppose they do define themselves as that. I am an American. Now, I grew up as a boy in Mexico, and up to about the age 10, my parents were Mexican, born in Mexico. They were reared in Mexico, and I was born in McAllen, We were part of a transitory, a family came back and forth, uh-huh. like California, here in Texas. My parents waited 10 years for that opportunity. My dad did wait 10 years for that opportunity.
So they did it legally.
And they did it legally. Yeah, waited a long time, paid dues and fees and attorney's fees and all that, and naturalized in the 80s when I was still a young teen. But for me, I'm an American. I suppose you could ask people that think the same way I do whether their heritage or ancestry goes back to Italy or Japan or some other country. They'll probably tell you the same thing. They're American. But, hey, look at this wonderful culture that my parents and grandparents, all these wonderful recipes and wardrobe and history and little trinkets and toys. It's nice. It's nice to enjoy that. But, no, I am an American. And as I was explaining to your precious Miss Katie the other day, I've come to learn through hard knocks, through 25 years of broadcasting and journalism, that our unifying heritage as Americans, whether their parents are Japanese or their grandparents are Italian or Hungarian, whatever it is, our unifying common culture is liberty. And we don't teach that to our children. We have to, by accident, many of us maybe woke up during the Tea Party about 10-plus years ago, maybe a little bit before that, we understood what the value was in limiting the power of government over our lives, whether it be our pocketbook or health, anything, everything in our life. But we've done a poor job in this country to teach our children this common unifying heritage that is liberty.
Well, let's talk about these cultures that you're discussing. We talked to Sergio Sanchez, program director and show host at News Talk 710 KURV, McAllen, Texas. Follow him at Sergio Talk. Let me put it this way. There is an election in 210 days, and there is an assertion that the Republican Party hasn't done the requisite homework, hasn't done the legwork to reach out to ethnic minorities, or in some cases they make up majorities in some part of America, and to sell them their vision of liberty. Is it true to say the following? I've heard that the American-Mexican community, or those of Mexican heritage who are Americans, are traditionally, when it comes to social values, conservative. Whether it's family values or older values to do with, you know, the transcendental faith and what have you, they really are conservative. But for some reason, they are wedded to, they are locked to voting for the Democrat Party. If that is even just partially true, Sergio Sanchez, why is it that way?
I suppose you could look at it from two different branches. One would be the social, and the other one would be the more monetary fiscal issue. The social side, it's undeniable that in Mexico and Latin America and all the Latin Americas, whether it be Puerto Rico, Cuba, other places, there's a deep-rooted faith in Christ, whether it be Catholic or it'd be an independent Christian value-based faith. On the fiscal side, social versus fiscal monetary, you know, people who come to this country from Mexico or Central America, many of them are migrants or economic migrants. That's the word I'm looking for.
Right.
They want to work. They work hard. They're enterprising. They're independent. They just want to make money. Problem is that they don't quite negotiate in their head how it is that America became the ultimate economic superpower of the planet, the economic engine of the planet, why there's so much prosperity here and there is little to no prosperity where they come from. They're never truly introspective enough to try to understand the forces behind that and demand that in their country, Central America, Mexico, wherever that they come from, that things be the same, because it's the same human potential that they have there. Here in the United States, as far as how Latinos, if you want to use that word, how they vote, there is, you know, traditionally about a third of the vote. You can look at historical data. About a third of Latinos, they vote conservative, consistently vote conservative. And I think President Trump is going to get all of that, and I would hope a little more as well. There is no homogenous way to describe, to define the Latino culture in this country, because majority, sure, it might come from Mexico and then Central America. But, and then there's an enclave in Florida that it's just, they grew up different. Things happen different in Cuba, where the affluent, the business owners, the so-called rich, folks that could provide for themselves, they were kicked out by the communists.
No, they understand it. In the last 30 seconds we have with you, Sergio, what do we do with those who don't understand it but who should be part of making America great again? We got 30 seconds. What's your answer for the next 210 days?
Take some of the multi-million dollars that are in that Donald Trump for re-election coffer and try to, if they will sell it to you, Univision, Telemundo, and everybody, if they will sell it to you, buy some ads and pounce on those hardworking, enterprising, independent-minded values and deep Christian values that they believe in, and tell them not to buy the lie of the Democrats anymore and to come continue to make great America great again. That's what I'd say.
Very, very eloquent words. That's probably why he has a show and is a program director with News Talk 710-KURV. Follow him at Sergio Talk on Twitter and KURV.com. Thank you, my friend Sergio. Keep doing what you do. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Are you as healthy as you could be right now? You can't go to the gym. Some things are in short supply, but Balance of Nature is always available. I take it every day before the show. What Dr. Douglas Hout has created is truly remarkable. It is literally health in your hand. Six little capsules I take, three red for fruit, three green for vegetables, that are the equivalent of 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. That is literally health in your hand. Try it today. Use my name to get 35% off and free shipping by going to balanceofnature.com or calling 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, balanceofnature.com. But for that massive discount, you've got to use the secret code. You know what it is. Gorka. G-O-R-K-A. Do it today.
Portions of America First are sponsored by Moral Compass LLC's No Safe Spaces movie.
Can you feel it, my friends? It's changing. The wind is changing, and it looks to be for the better. And I don't just mean finding toilet paper at your local grocery store. I'm talking about the results, the starting of a deceleration of those who are being found to have the coronavirus, whether it's in hotspots like New York or whether it's in countries like Italy or Spain. Something is happening. Then there is, of course, the cure. Then there is the potential vaccine and, of course, the antibody test, which may be available much, much sooner than we thought. And then lastly, despite the attempts of the left and the media, as my friend Chris Plant says, but I repeat myself, the clear cocktail of azithromycin and hydroxychloroquine is being used across the globe. Why? Not because President Trump said it's a good thing, but because doctors who are on the front line have found that it works. You heard that audio from our guest, a man who's 52 years old, not in the high-risk category, but who thought this was it. Within hours, he was going to die. And then his doctor allowed him to take the off-label application of hydroxychloroquine and the Z-Pak azithromycin. And what happened? Within hours, his health returned. he actually lost the symptoms of having the coronavirus. And that is not just one anecdotal story. We are hearing that again and again and again. People losing all symptoms of being sick with coronavirus within hours of taking the cocktail. God bless the president and those who gave him the advice that he understood was the right advice. In the meantime, we have to go by the president's directives. We maintain the social distancing. We protect those who are in the high-risk categories. And now more than ever, if you haven't done so already, we forget this at our peril, even potentially our own future peril if we need it. It is time to give blood. So if you can take the time, go to redcrossblood.org. Leave your house because this is an essential mission to give blood, especially if you are in a category such as A positive, which is far more unusual and is of greater need. Redcrossblood.org. In the meantime, to all of you, watch your six, keep your head on a swivel. Never give up, never give in. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Stick on these channels and our website. And always, as ever, stay frosty.